white, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver. The Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'll Silver!
Gunfire came from the direction of the stable behind Ma Hank's hotel in Modoc City. Cindy Powers, who was in the hotel kitchen with the huge landlady, looked at her in alarm.
Ma, what's happening out there?
That's your Uncle Homer.
Well, what's he doing now?
He's using my stable for a shooting gallery. Ever since he helped the masked man catch those two outlaws, Big Nose and Horse Face, and got their guns, he's been burning powder.
I'm afraid he's headed for more trouble.
Marshal Jim made him an honorary deputy and gave him a badge. Now he thinks he's a two-gun lawman.
Marshal Jim should have known better than to do a thing like that.
I reckon he wanted to make up for jailing your uncle.
Here he comes now.
Howdy, Cindy. Howdy, madam. Me Ma Hank.
Oh, Uncle Homer, you're a sight. Your clothes are all dirty.
I've been lying on the ground and shooting at a knot hole in the barn.
Maybe you think you're a curly wolf, but I'll take the curl out of you, lessen you stop using my stable for a target. You might hit my horse, Puddin' for it.
Why, I'm learning to protect myself. Mm. My life is in danger.
As the fella says, if your life is in danger, it's from old age.
What? Now, Marshal Jim says that unless the masked man catches Billy Be Hung, that owl hoot may come back and plug me.
Oh, maybe you should go back east.
Never, never. I aim to do my part in taming the Wild West, even if I have to die with my boots on.
All right, two-gun Homer, you go clean up for supper.
Right, I'm hungry as a bird.
Oh, the West sure has changed Uncle Homer a lot.
Yep, it sure has, Cindy. When he hit town, he was a highfalutin New York lawyer who used big words and hated everything out here. He wanted to go right back east.
So you stopped him by having him jailed as a counterfeiter.
Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Billy Be Hung and the other jailbreaking owl hoots carried him along with them thinking he was a real crook. Then he almost got lynched. Now he thinks he's a lightning-to-leather gunman who can outdraw and outshoot the toughest hombres around. Such a man.
Well, Uncle Homer really did help the masked man capture Billy Be Hung's partner's Horse Face and Big Nose.
Yep, he's a peppery little critter. I'm beginning to like him awful hard.
Several hours later, Uncle Homer swaggered up to the door of the Modoc City jail and knocked. A peephole opened. Then the door was unlocked and opened. Marshal Jim Fraser greeted him with a grin.
Come in, Uncle Homer.
Howdy, Marshal!
I see you've got your badge and guns on.
Yep.
How are you making out with your gun practice?
Well, I'm either mighty good or mighty poor with a six-shooter. Today, after I got through shooting at a knothole in Ma Hank's stable, I couldn't find the bullet mark anywhere.
Do you think your bullets all went through the hole?
Either that, or I didn't even hit the side of the barn. How are your prisoners acting?
Oh, they're too quiet. They don't even grouch about me keeping ball and chain on their legs. I don't like it.
It'll be a month before they can be tried and sent to prison. They may break out again.
I'm doing everything I can to hold them. I've been staying here every night with Jeff the turnkey.
Marshal, you're not getting enough rest. You ought to let me take a turn at guarding the varmints.
You're taking that badge too seriously. You're not a real lawman, you know.
I wasn't a real prisoner when you had me locked up, but I didn't know that either. You made me a deputy, and that's what I'm going to be.
At that moment, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode out of the mountains and turned their horses into a trail that led to Modoc City. The masked man was saying,
Tonto, we've lost the trail of Billy Behung.
We find horse.
Apparently he left it and boarded a freight train on the Denver line.
Maybe him go to Denver.
The same line run through Modoc City. He could have gone back there. Billy Behung is daring enough to try to free the outlaws who were recaptured. He also has a score to settle with Uncle Homer. So we'll return to town and warn the marshal.
Montel! Get him up, scout!
As the Lone Ranger and Tonto continued on their way to Modoc City, the back door in Red Jack Mason's gambling casino near Ma Hank's Hotel was opened cautiously. The proprietor, a tall, thin man with a sallow complexion and beady eyes, looked up from a ledger in which he had been noting the profits of his establishment. His pen fell from his hand.
Billy, be gone.
Not so loud, Red Jack.
How'd you get back here?
Just got off a freight train. I aimed to break my partners out of the pokey and kill that counterfeiting critter who double-crossed
him. He wasn't a counterfeiter. No, Hank had him jailed for a joke. But the joke was on you, fella.
Who in thunder is he?
An eastern lawyer named Homer Potts. But he's gone plenty westward. The marshal's given him a badge and he packs two guns.
Oh, so the little varmint a lawman now, huh?
And he talks mighty big about getting your hide if he ever runs into you again.
Oh, I'll show him.
You can't stay here, Billy.
Why not?
I don't want to get sent back to the pen for hiding you.
You won't go back if you follow my orders. But you go somewhere else if you don't. And that somewhere is Boot Hill.
Hey.
How do you savvy?
Don't shoot me, Billy. I do what I can for you. But I want something out of it. I furnished you with guns and horses before and didn't get a cent.
That wasn't my fault.
You even lost the gold you had stashed in that old mine.
Some hombre in a mask got the gold away from us. He and an Injun tried to track me down after I got out of the mine. But I fooled him by hopping the freight.
I hear that the government got the gold, so he must be some kind of lawman, huh?
I'm dead sure that he worked with a marshal. What happened to Big Nose and Horseface?
They say the marshal's got him in irons to keep him from breaking out again. He's staying at the jail nights and keeping the doors barred.
Figured to hold up the place and get the keys.
You'll get plugged if you try that.
Maybe. And maybe not. I'm about the size of that mask man. By wearing the same kind of mask and white hat that he does, I could get the marshal to open up.
Yeah, maybe you could fool him long enough to get in.
Once I'm inside, I'll use a gun.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to get me a white hat and a black cloth for a mask. Also, three good horses and some guns for Big Nose and Horseface. I'm going to stay in your cellar.
Now, you're asking for a lot.
We'll cut you in for a quarter of the money. Just as soon as we can hold up another train.
All right. I'll take the chance to fix you up.
It was shortly after dark when the Lone Ranger and Tonto entered the outskirts of Modoc City. Riding through vacant lots and alleys, they soon reached the rear of the jail.
Oh, steady.
They dismounted and knocked on a back door. Marshal Jim took a look through the peephole and admitted them. Uncle Homer, who had continued to hang around the jail office in spite of the lawman's protest, joined him in greeting the masked man and Indian. As the four men shook hands, the marshal asked,
Where's Billy Behung?
He gave us a slip. There's a chance that he's in Modoc City now.
Then I'll go looking for the bomb.
Uncle Homer, you take it easy.
Oh.
Now, mister, why do you think that owl hoot is in town? Who'd hide him?
Well, he has at least one accomplice who isn't under arrest.
That's so. Somebody furnished him and his partners with guns and horses when they broke jail. That fella could be helping him again.
Did Billy Behung, Horseface, and Big Nose have any friends here that you know about?
Not a one. far as I know, those crooks were never in town until I jailed them.
The guns and horses could have been supplied by an outsider. My friend and I will scout around town for a while. We may learn something.
I sure hope so. Now I'll open the door. Let me know how you come out.
Certainly. Easy, big fella.
Get
him off the
scout.
An hour later, Marshal Jim and Knuckle Homer heard another knock on the back door of the jail.
The masked man and Tonto must be back.
It can't be that they found out much.
I'll take a peek outside. Yes, it's the masked man, all right.
Well, mister, what is it? Marshal, he's drawn a gun.
Freeze, you fellas.
That's not our friend. That voice.
It's Billy B. Hull.
Yeah. And I got a present for you, you double-crosser.
The deadly voice of Billy Behung left no doubt in Uncle Homer's mind about the fate he faced. As the outlaw's Colt swung toward him, he tried to draw his gun. It was a hopeless move. The bandit's gun blazed. The little New Yorker pitched to the floor. Marshal Jim's hand had gone to his gun butt, but Billy Behung was too fast for him. Before the lawman's peacemaker cleared leather, the outlaw had a still-smoking gun barrel jammed against his breast.
I'm taking that gun in your teeth.
You'll swing for this.
Maybe. There. I got what I want. Now you keep ahead of me. We're going back to the cells and let my partners out. Go on. Which of these is the key to the cell block?
Find it yourself.
I can do that, too. Ah, this one's stiff. Horseface, big nose, get ready to go.
Hey, it's Billy Behung.
I thought for a second it was a masked man who plugged me in the shoulder and caught us.
You stand there, lawman. Come on out, Horseface.
Yeah, I'm coming. This ball and chain makes it hard to walk.
Now, I'll let you out, Big Nose.
How are we going to get these irons off?
I've still got the hacksaw blades I used to saw the bars out of the window when we broke out before. Here's one for each of you. Now, get busy.
Right.
Into that cell, Marshal.
What for?
I'm locking you up in your own poker.
Why don't you throw them?
Because lawmen never quit looking for you after you plug one of their kind. Inside, I said.
I won't be in here long.
And it won't take us long to get away either. Hurry up, Big Nose.
My shoulder's still sore from that masked man's bullet. I'm having trouble cutting the ankle iron.
I'm rid of my irons. I'll help you.
At that moment, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode up to the back door of the jail after an unsuccessful search of the railroad yard.
It looked like Billy Behung gave a slip again.
He's far too dangerous to be allowed to remain at large. We'll keep after him, no matter where he leads us.
As the Lone Ranger rapped on the back door, the outlaws in the cell block froze for a moment. Then Billy Behung passed the marshal's gun to Horseface.
Take this and cover me. I'll see who it is.
Lawman, if you want to live, keep still.
Maybe it's a nice turnkey.
We can grab him and lock him in with the marshal.
I'll open the peephole. Celebration.
What's the matter?
Masked man and engine are outside.
What do we do?
Let them in and get their guns before they know what's coming off. I want to know who they are. If they're not real lawmen, we'll make cold meat of them.
Don't keep them waiting so long. Open up before they suspect something.
Right.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue. Unaware that Billy Behung was inside the Modoc City jail, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had knocked on the back door. Thinking to trap them, the outlaw had unlocked the door after trying several keys. The Lone Ranger sensed that something was wrong and warned Tonto.
The marshal knows which key fits this door. Be ready with our guns.
Be ready.
As the door swung halfway in without revealing the marshal, the Lone Ranger bounded to the threshold, guns drawn. Tonto was at his heels. Billy Behung and Horseface, who had flattened themselves against opposite walls, leveled their weapons. Billy was calling...
Drop your guns, you fellas!
We've got you covered!
Recognizing Horseface, the Lone Ranger dropped to one knee and took cover behind the half-open door. He fired three shots around the edge. It was a difficult position from which to fire, but one of his bullets nicked Horseface's arm. The outlaw roared.
I'll kill you for that!
He triggered shots at the door. The bullets ricocheted from the iron which plated it. Then Horseface turned and fled. Holding his position, Billy Behung fired six times. He had aimed at the Lone Ranger's gun arm as it appeared around the door, but his bullets whistled harmlessly into the alley.
Billy, bring the keys off the other door.
As Horseface dodged back into the cell block, the Lone Ranger called to Tonto.
Guard the front door and fire an alarm signal.
We do it, Tonto.
His six-shooter empty, Billy Behung retreated into the jail office and attempted to snatch up the guns which had been in Uncle Homer's holsters when he fell.
Don't touch those guns.
Seeing that the Lone Ranger was close behind him and still had at least one gun that contained live shells, Billy Behung halted and straightened.
Don't shoot!
At the same moment, Horseface regained a little courage and fired from inside the cell block. A bullet ripped through the Lone Ranger's hat. He whirled to meet the menace from behind, giving Billy Behung a chance to flee. The outlaw ran down the corridor and out of the back door to the alley. He was yelling,
"Come on, fellas! Come on!"
Neither Horseface nor Big Nose tried to follow him. Big Nose had not yet freed himself from his irons. Horseface, who had emptied the marshal's gun and had no extra ammunition, grabbed up the ball and chain he had cut from his leg. Swinging it like the chained hammer used by athletes, he let it fly at the masked man. The deadly missile missed him by inches and thudded into a wall. Then the Lone Ranger rushed into the cell block and closed with Horseface. The slight bullet wound suffered by the bandit had not impaired his strength. He fought desperately until the masked man unleashed a smashing blow to his head. Staggering back into an open cell, Horseface collapsed on a bunk.
Masked man, can you let me out?
No, Marshal. The masked outlaw carried off the keys. Was he Billy Behung?
He sure was. I mistook him for you. That's how he got inside.
Otto, come around through the back door and guard some prisoners.
Big gun. Plenty of people coming.
Marshal, you'll soon be able to get somebody to bring tools and release you.
I sure hope so. Is Uncle Homer dead?
I haven't had time to examine him, but I'll do it now.
Poor little fellow was game. What's the word, miss?
He's still breathing, but he's badly wounded. I'll take him to the Henry House.
Do that. If it's nursing he needs, he'll get it from Ma Hank and his niece Cindy.
There, I have him. As soon as I do what I can for Uncle Homer, I'll go after Billy Behung.
May not know him. Get away.
He ran out the back door, Tonto. He may have had a horse waiting.
You need help with Homer, fella?
No, I'll manage to mount. You guard Horseface and Big Nose until the marshal can be freed.
Then not get away.
Only a short ride through the alley to the rear of the hotel.
Oh, easy, sit it up.
Dismounting there, the Lone Ranger carried Uncle Homer into the kitchen. Ma Hank and Cindy jumped up from a table where they'd been sitting.
Get the masked man.
He's got Uncle Homer. Why, what happened, mister?
Billy Behung shot him.
Oh, and I didn't think he was in any danger.
He'll need good care.
You can bet he'll get it. You just give him to me and I'll carry him to a bedroom. Why, he don't weigh no more than a sack of flour.
Oh, Ma Hank, we got him into this. We shouldn't have let him go back to New York.
Now, you just quit your sniveling, Cindy. Put the water on the heat, and then you go for the doctor.
All right, I will.
Where are you going, mister?
After Billy Behung. He's still at large. Easy, Cindy. Easy, big fella. Come on, Cindy.
Having no idea of the direction taken by the outlaw in his flight, the Lone Ranger circled the town and examined each trail for fresh hoof prints. It was a moonlight night, but the ground was so dry and hard that the reading of trail sign would have been difficult in daylight. He had almost reached his starting point when he came upon a little used trail where tracks showed. He pulled up.
Oh, easy, steady now.
Swinging from the saddle, the masked man knelt for a closer look. As he did so, he heard hoofs approaching from behind. Soon, a dozen riders swept down upon him from a hill. A man in the lead was yelling,
"There he is! There he is!
Hold your fire! And the trail!
Oh, down and take his gun.
Right. Steady, boy. I
got one of his shooting irons. There's the other.
You're on the trail of Billy B. Hung. You're making a big mistake.
A mistake, he says.
I'm hunting that outlaw myself. If you look here on this trail, you'll find the tracks of a hard-ridden horse, which headed out of town a short time ago.
You can't come that on us, fella. You're Billy B. Hung yourself.
Sure he is.
Marshal Jim, give us your description. He said you had on a mask and a white hat when you busted into the jail and tried to get your partners out.
Where is the marshal now?
He'll be along in a little while, but it won't do you any good.
It sure won't. You're Billy B. Hung, and you'll be hung by thunder.
I'll get my lariat.
Tie his hands and take off his mask, Joe.
Let somebody else do that.
I'll do it.
I'll handle the rope.
Do you men know the outlaw's face?
Never saw it.
Then it won't do any good to take off my mask. If you'll wait until the marshal arrives, he'll tell you that I helped recapture Horseface and Big Nose when they escaped several weeks ago.
Here goes your rope around his neck.
You'll answer to Marshal Jim.
Say, Joe, wait a minute. The marshal will be mighty put out if we lynch this owl hoot.
Well, let him be put out. The only way to keep the varmint from breaking into jail and out is to stretch his neck.
We might end up in jail ourselves. I've got a better idea of how to get rid of him.
Yeah, what's that?
Down in old Mexico, they've got a way of lynching fellas so it can't be proved.
Never heard of it.
It's called the law of flight.
I don't savvy that.
It's mighty simple, Joe. All you do is make a prisoner run, then shoot him and say he tried to get away. Just don't shoot so close you leave powder burns on
him. That's an idea, Bill. All right, Billy B. Hung. You're going to be Billy B. Shot. I'll take the rope off your neck. Then we'll have a look at your face.
And then you'll run. A few feet.
Hey, that must be the marshal coming.
Here it is. There's an engine with him.
What are you doing?
Oh, look out. We've caught Billy B. Hung.
He's not Billy B. Hung. He's a friend of mine.
A friend?
Right. He's kept Horseface and Big Nose from escaping twice now.
But he's rigged out like you said that outlaw was.
I didn't think of the trouble it might cause this man. Billy B. Hung knew the masked man here had helped the law and could get into the jail without being questioned. So he put on a white hat and masked himself. That's how he fooled me.
Well, I'll be doing.
You mistook the owl hoot for him, and we mistook him for the owl hoot.
Mister, we're mighty sorry about this.
You needn't apologize. But I hope you take this experience to heart and let the law take its course in the future.
We sure will, Mr.
By this time, Billy B. Hung has such a head start that it will take days, perhaps weeks, to run him down.
Sun, clouds, cover moon.
It looks like a storm is brewing.
What do we do, Kimasabe?
We haven't provisions enough for a long hunt, Toto. So we go back to town. After you buy what we need, meet me at Maw Hank's.
Misabe,
I'm going back with you. Two outlaws in jail are worth one in the mountains, if I can just keep them there.
We're right on our ways, Marshal. Yeah. Yeah.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger stood in Maw Hank's kitchen. With him were Maw Hank, Cindy, and Marshal Jim. The masked man was asking...
Oh, how is Uncle Homer?
The Sawbones, who's with the little critter now, says he'll live. But he'll be in bed for a month or so.
Has he said anything?
Nope, nothing. Except that he'd rather have a good woman than two guns.
Mrs. Henry, he needs protection. Billy B. Hung may return to Modoc City again.
Just let that varmint show himself around here. Why, I'll fill him so full of buckshot that he'll make an anchor for a battleship.
Say, mister, what'll I do if I get word that one of that Owl Hoot's old prison mates is living here?
Well, don't do anything unless you know that Billy B. Hung is with him. Simply watch him as much as possible.
Savvy.
It's Billy B. Hung we want. He's become one of the most dangerous criminals at large. One of his robberies caused international difficulties. He may go even further the next time he strikes.
A masked man?
Never mind his mask, Doc. He's a friend of mine.
But I don't understand.
You don't need to, Doc. You just keep your mind on Uncle Homer Potts.
Yeah, you look tuckered out yourself.
As the feller says, I've gone to pot. Or maybe it's pot.
Be ready, Kimasabe.
All right, then we'll ride. I want to find Billy B. Hung's trail at daybreak.
I'll have to go, too.
Oh, Marshal Jim, do you have to go back to that old jail tonight?
Yes, Cindy. I left some deputized citizens in charge of Horseface and Big Nose, and they'll want to go home. But it don't always be like this.
Adios.
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 Ma Hank, I know you make some strange friends, but who is that masked man?
Why, Doc, he's something like you.
Yes?
He fights to save lives, too. He's the Lone Ranger.
Feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.